Today's shiur is the Le'ilu Nishmat Kalman ben of David, David Friedlander's father. Shus Morena Rav. The Mishnah says in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, an esug of Ola, an esug of Truma Temeo is possible. Kavi Yitza mitzvah Tilas Lulav with an esug which is Ola or an esug of Truma Temeo. The Gemara says why not? The Gemara says that it's lacking in Lochem. Why is an esug of Ola not Lochem? So one man Dama says because Ein Bo Heter Achila. And if Rashi explains, if you can't eat the esrog, so that's not called lechem. Because the Torah says lechem, it means that you can use it for all the main uses of an esrog, which is achila. So if you can't eat it, it's possible because it's lacking in lechem, which means it's only possible on the first day. The rest of Yom Tov, you don't need lechem. And the other man d'amah holds because it's ein bo din momen. Lechem has to be, it has to have a din momen. He says, no, it's not momen. And the Gemara says, the Gemara's have a min is, the man says you need a din mammon, does not hold you need a din achila. The man says you need a din achila, does not need a din mammon. And the Gemara has a kasha on that because truma temeya, the Mishnah says, is also possible. Now truma temeya is only a problem that has no heter achila, can't eat it. But there is lochem because the kohen is allowed to use truma temeya for his personal uses, to use it, to burn it, for hadlaka. So, if so, why is truma temeya possible? It is lochem. The Gemara says everyone holds you have to have a heter achila. Machlekes is if you also have to have a din mammon. Mar says, what's the nafkemina? Might the sheni be Yerushalayim according to Rameya? Might sheni be Yerushalayim you can eat, but the Rameya holds machlekes Rameya and Yehuda if it's might sheni is mammon gavoya or mammon hetzer. So according to Rameya, it's mammon gavoya. So it doesn't have a din mammon. It's not your mammon, but it is a heter achila. So that'll be the nafkemina. According to Mandom, you need a heter achila. You have a heter achila. According to Mandom, you need a mammon. Then there's no din mammon Rameya. Might sheni mammon gavoya. That's what the Gemara makes a nafkemina. Tosis asks, why does the Gemara have to say that the reason why Ola is possible because of Lochem, which is only passes the first day, the Lochayla should be a psul of Ksuse Mechse Shurel. The Gemara says that the Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah, the Lulav Shel Nidachas, the Mishnah says this Mishnah of Agos is possible. The Gemara says, why is it possible? Because Ksuse Mechse Shurel, which means that anything which the Torah is Mechayev you to destroy, to burn, to be Ma'abed, and this mitzvah needs a Shia. So it's Ketusim Mechishurel. Rashi explains it loses the chashivas of the shiur because it's Oymed Nitzroif. So Ola says Tosfos Mechuyev and Atayu to burn. You learn that from Kilayim. Kilayim says Mefurish and Atayu you have to burn. So Ola also you have to burn. And Tosfos Taka speaks out the Teich Devar, and that's Taka the reason why Truma Temeo is Taka possible because you have to burn it. Truma Temeo you also have to burn. Mashiach asks and the Gemara's Mavuri not like that. Gemara's Mavuri that Truma Temeo is a possible still of Lechem. The Gemara proves from there that the everyone holds you need a heter achila. That's what Mashiach asks. But after Ponim Tosfos asks the question, there's a din of soul of Susa Mechir Shagah that if something which has to be destroyed has to be burned, lacking in its shield. That says it's kasha. So the Kapos Tamorim, which is a sefer from early Achron, answers that since the Mishnah says that Ola is possible, so the Mishnah is not referring to Dafka Ola's Eretz Yisrael, it's also talking about Ola's Chutz La'aretz, which means that even though we have a klal, any mitzvah which is tluyu ba'aretz, trumas u'maisus, and so on, is only mitzvah, is only noig ba'aretz, Mishnah and Kedushin, it's not noig in Chutz La'aretz. However, says the Mishnah, Chutz min ha'ola. Ola is an exception to the rule. And Ola is not even in Chutz La'aretz. However, there's a nafkemina between Ola's Eretz Yisrael and Ola's Chutz La'aretz, which is Ola's Eretz Yisrael is Mufurish Batoira, that's Osa. Ola's Chutz La'aretz is Osa, says the Gemara, Talochel Moshe Mesinai. Talochel Moshe Mesinai, the Ola's Chutz La'aretz is also Osa. There's another nafkemina between Ola's Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, as Gemara is in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's a Sofik, Ola is Osa. Like every Sofik, the writer is Osa. In Chutz La'aretz, a Suffolk, Ola is Mutter. If you don't know it's Ola, it's Mutter. So, says the Kabbalist Amorim, we see there's a difference between Ola's Eretz Yisrael and Ola's Chutz La'aretz. So he wants to be Mechadish Achidush, that there's no din to burn Ola's Chutz La'aretz. The din to burn Ola is only Ola's Eretz Yisrael. Of Ola's Chutz La'aretz, there's no din to burn. The Pnei Yeshua also has this fad in Brachas Aflam and Vav, the Kibbutz Mishalach, the Yoinim of Ola. After Kash, you have to burn Ola. It was Ola's Chutz La'aretz. The Chasam Soiva has a tshuva about this whole shaila, you have to burn Ola's Chutz La'aretz, and he finishes off by saying, he never saw that his Loiri Isi Rabboisai, that they burned Ola's Chutz La'aretz. The Rishon Lakish also has a tshuva about burning Ola. I'll call upon him, this is the chiddush of the Kabbalist Tamorim, that Ola's Chutz La'aretz is not Chayiv Sreifa, different than Ola's Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Gemara's reason is for Ola's Chutz La'aretz. And the Chalam of Eretz Yisrael, it's possible to make Shiva, you have to burn it. But all the Chutz doesn't have to burn. What's the tzad that Olas Chutz Laret should be different than Olas Eretz Yisrael, that the Kabbalist Imam and others want to be mechadish that there's no din Sreifa? Reb Chaim, in Sefer, in Hilchus Macholos Asus, but the Hilchus Ola, has a Chakira in this, the din of Olas Chutz Laret, which is Alachal Moshe Messinai. The Shaila is, are you Chaim Malchus on Olas Chutz Laret? The person of Chaim Malchus, this is the right thing. Alachal Moshe Messinai, this is the right, this is Chaim Malchus. Reb Chaim says, it's Toila, how you learn the Alachal Moshe Messinai. Is Alachal Moshe Messinai that Olas Chutz Laret is Nichlal in the Pasuk of Olas Eretz Yisrael? That's Alachal Moshe Messinai. That Olas, when the Toila says Olas is also, it's says Alachal Moshe Sinai to teach me it's Nichlal in the Issa Hakra of Ola, the regular Ola of Eretz Yisrael. And just as Alachal Moshe Sinai that Safik is Mutter. Or no, it's a new Issa Ola's Chutz. It's a new Issa, it's a separate Issa, it's not the same Issa. And that's why it has these Chilukim. That, and that's coming to B'chai Malchus. If it's Nichlal in the Koi, B'chai Malchus. If it's a new Issa, there's no Malchus. In Alachal Moshe Sinai, there's no, doesn't say there's Chai Malchus on it. There won't be a lab with B'chai Malchus on this Issa for Alachal Moshe Sinai. What? It's a new Issa. There's an Issa called Olas Eretz Yisrael, and there's an Issa called Olas Chutz Laret. It happens to have the same name, it happens to have the same Metzius, but it's a different Issa. It's an Issa of Olas Chutz Laret. A shame Olas Eretz Yisrael, and a shame Olas Chutz Laret. And you're not Chaim Malchus for it, because Alachal Moshe Nisina is telling you a new Issa. As the Issa Akra, the Mitzvah Kluis Baret, and it's only an Oigan Eretz Yisrael. That's the Issa Akra, Varenim Lo Yisoichel. There's a new Alachal Moshe Nisina, another Issa called Olas Chutz Laret. So Meila, see there, Subchanik and Afgamina, the Gabba Malchus. And see there, we can explain also that this is the Shailiv, you have to burn it. If it's Alach Mishinai, it's Nichlal and Olaf, Eretz Yisrael, should have the same din as Eretz Yisrael, which means you have to burn it. But if you learn it's a new Issa, it's the Issa of Olaf, Chutz Laret, that's Alach Mishinai, not that the Malachshin is telling us it's Nichlal in the car, therefore, just like the Prime says, there'll be no Malchus, there'll be no din to you. That is how we can explain it. So the fees there, Rabbi Yomim Pala, Freik the Gavaltig Akasha. Very deep question. He asks, the din is that the Mishnah says in Temura, there's a din of klal of kolan isrofin afron muta. Anything which you have to burn, if you burnt it, the offer now becomes muta. Nikvorin, something which you don't have to burn, you only have to bury it, then the afron stays off. Tosis asks, why is that? Tzorchi in my timer, says Tosis in end of Masechtas Temura, he says, because something which you have to burn is a mitzvah to burn. We have a klal, nasis mitzvosai, something which is omer for mitzvah, and it's nasis mitzvosai. In Kochim, once you've done the mitzvah, Moshe Zika Saddam, after you've done the Zika Saddam, it's chulin. Because it's called nasis mitzvosai. You've done the mitzvah with this thing which had an isra on it, a kedusha, isra, no. So it becomes now mutter. So Tosis says, something which you have to burn, it's a chiman I tell you to burn, it's a mitzvah, it's to burn. So memela, Afron is mutter. Nikvarin is no mitzvah to burn nikvarin. Well, the very easy surah anor, like Vosa B'cholov, is one of nikvarin. So it's only mishum takolot, it's in the rabbanon. Don't have Vosa B'cholov in your house, because chas v'sholim may come to eat it. You have to bury it, you have to get rid of it. But no mitzvah to do it. So if you do burn it, it happens often. In fact, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to burn nikvarin. Call the nikvarin, you mustn't burn it, because it'll come to eat the offer. So come out that, in the Santa Chiddush, all of Eretz Yisrael is more kuladik than all of Chutz Laret, Because if there's no din to burn all as Eretz Chutz Laret, the Afron will be awesome. And Eretz Yisrael, the Afron will be Mutter as Chon Yisrael. Say that. So, just interesting thing. But he asks more than that. He asks, if there's a new shame Issa of all as Chutz Laret, so all as Eretz Yisrael also has that Issa. Because it's a Nayashem. Oh, I knew the Rabbi made that face when he used it. Because all as Chutz Laret, all as Chutz Laret, is a separate shame ola. Now, when we say chutzlah, it's not dafka chutzlah. Chutzlah means everywhere. There's no halayz din chutzlah. It's not dafka chutzlah. In Eretz Yisrael, all is also as the apostle. There's another issa. There's another issa called all is chutzlah. It's a separate issa. Why is that din not noigin chutzlah in Eretz Yisrael? So, Bezay's kasha is, why does the Mishnah say that nisrof in Afron muta ola? But Tebeleas, the Issa of Olas Chutz Laret, so there's no din to burn it. So on that, the Issa should stay. What? Why? There's no mitzvah to burn it. That's what it means, is a din to burn this thing. That's what it means, because of a difference. So let's say it would be two Issuim. It would be Ola. Yeah, let's say you'd have an Issa, which is a mitzvah to burn, and have another Issa, Chveis, which is in Ikvah. Let's say this Ola would also be Vosa B'cholof. Yeah, a dogma. You'd say that because you did the mitzvah. You did it. You're saying Sam because you did the mitzvah. Yeah, the Chayra, Right? That's his shayla. The oldest Eretz Yisrael has it in all chutzlars. So maybe Lachon should be also.
Yeah.
Right. The whole about Nasus Mitzvos is because Yudimitzim. Chonon says, if Toysa Shtel Tzu, Nasus Mitzvos to the din of Afra Mutzah means, the reason why, huge chiddush, the reason why Ola is also because you have to burn it. So even the Mitzvos is to burn. Once you burn it, then it becomes Mutzah. Ola says Yisro. It's a different type of Ola, yeah. We're going with the Tzad, it's a different type of Ola, yeah. So in other words, and you, that's a B'chaim Tzad. It's not the Ola of the Ola Kro. It's a new Issa. Right. No, it has two Issuim in it. It has two Issuim. Ola says Ola have two Issuim. Aber ist alles aus Israel und ist alles gut geworden. If it's a separate Issa, so if I saw him, it's not alles aus Israel, it's not a mutter, but the Issa should still say it's alles gut. That's his shayla. So he answers, he says the Teretz. He says, you don't have, on alles gut geworden, even though there's nothing to burn it, you don't have to come with the Nasus Vosoi to be Matzah the Issa. But out the Kiddush of Nasus Vosoi is Mutzah the Issa. So the Moedic Columbus, he says, the alles aus Israel, Is a chafza, like in the Veda. The Torah asks this, Macholas Asuas. Yeah, the Rambam brings Hilchas Ol and Hilchas Macholas Asuas. No Hilchas Ol in Rambam. Hilchas Macholas Asuas. It's a chafza of an Issa. It's a shtick of the Veda. It's a behemoth to Meir. Yeah, it's a chafza to Issa. So if it's an Issa chafza, so Memeila, and it's also Bana, right? Masha Ein Kain, all of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chutzlaret, is an Issa Gabra. All of Eretz Yisrael is an Issa Gabra. Why is an Issa Gabra? It's an Issa Gavra because Sofer, we said before, mentioned Sofer Aulos Chutzlaret, Sofer Aulos Chutzlaret is Mutzah. Which means, the Gemara said, which means, if I know that it's Aulah, I can give it to someone else to eat. Gemara says, one Amor, said the other Amor, give me that food, just don't tell me it's Aulah. Because I know it's Aulah, yeah, but I can give it to you, because you don't know it's Aulah. The Torah said that Aulah, which is a Sofer, you don't know if it's Aulah, it's okay. So he says, that's a Haraya, yeah, that it's an Issa Gabra, it's not Issa Chepsa. If it's an Issa Chepsa, I'm not have to go and give you something which I know is Asa, even if you use the Sofer, let's say it would be Mutta, as the Sofer, I can't give it to you, I know it's Asa. So it must be, that's not Issa Chepsa, it must be an Issa Gabra. It's an Issa on the person to eat it, if he knows it's Ola. Yeah, that's what that guy I'm bringing to Yomim Pala, that it's an Issa Gabra. So he says, when do you have to come onto the din of Nasus Mitzvotet to Matzah the Eifah? That's only, why is it, B'chlad, you have to come into the din of Nasus Mitzvosai for the Eifah? You have an Issa Hanor, and you burnt it. It's gone. Issa Hanor is gone. Tash. It's not Issa Hanor. So it's an Ola fruit. Now Tash. Tell it is, because that's a din in Issugei Hanor, that even anything which is derived from an Issa Hanor, it blibes also. The Gemara says in Psochim, that if someone burns in Chomet before this man Issa, Chochoi, Mesnei Zmano Itzmuta, that's either offer, it's not offer. It's ash, it's offer. Yeah, charcoal. You're allowed to have an offering. But if you that after this man you burn it, charcoal after this man it's also. Why? What's the last minna? So Shmuel Zofsky explains that's a din in Issuei Hanor. Once it's chal Issa Hanor on it, anything which came from this Issa Hanor continues, even though it's not the chepta of a shtikel chomos or of olah. It continues, like we see that Yeshvach eats in the past, yeah? If you use an oven, heat up an oven, you bake a bread with atzim of a suri anor, it blibes also. This anor is not here. Anything which is derived from this anor blibes also. That's why you have to come into the din of Afron, that is because of Nasis mitzvotai, only in all of Eretz Yisrael. Because there, it's in the suri anor of a chepta. The chepta is a dova osa. If the chepta is a dova osa, even the offer of it, the eifah, right? The eifah is also offer. Afron also. But if it's an Issa Gavra, that's a Vada, you don't have to come into the Nasus Mitzvos. Issa Gavra is only an Ola. But once you've burnt it, the Ola's not here. So Melu is no Issa. So Memela wants to bend for Ishaila and say that the Ola of Eretz Yisrael will be Mutaf Nasus Mitzvos. How we ask the questions also, Ola's Chutzla, of course there's no mitzvah to burn. So the Issa should continue. No, there is no Issa in the Chepta. The thing itself, that smusla is not a dover offer that we can say, even after you burnt it, the offer should be mutzah because this is coming, it should be offer because it's coming from Yisra not. It's a gavra. This is a gavra. It's only if it's a piece of Ola, not if it's a chesed. That's what he wants to emphasize. And the Pizeh wants to say a chidush. He wants to explain the kasha, Taisus kasha, why tusim mechri shurel, why did he say that the Issa of Ola is because of tusim mechri shurel? Why do you have to say it's because not, not? So, Kabbis Mom says, we're talking about Oshot, so there's no din swefer. But that's a big shayla to stack a note in Shreif on Aulas Chutzlah. He wants to say, even if there is a din to burn it, Tumma Aulas Chutzlah, it's like the Kapis Tamorim says. But even if there's a din to burn it, there'll be no din to Semechri Shurel. Because if the whole Issa of Olas chutzlas is Issa Gavra, so the din to burn it is also only a din on the Gavra to burn it. It's not a din as a chefsa is ta'un sreifa. It's not the chefsa ta'un sreifa. I don't know exactly what that means as a din on the Gavra to burn Ola. It's not mitzad the chefsa. It's a din, if you have Olas chutzlas, it's in a mutl on the Gavra. But if he's there, if we're going to accept what he says, that's a din on the Gavra to burn, so there's no din to some mechshireh. This is mechshireh. The chefsa has to be destroyed, somebody has lost its chashivas of the shield. But if it's a din on the gavra, and you want to say that because the whole Issa is an Issa gavra, so Mela the din to be burned, it's a din on the gavra, so Mela, that he wants to be mechadish. Okay? So now, I just want to add on to this, the gavra truma temeya. Because in truma temeya, so this is mentioned, we have the same shaila. Truma temeya also has to be burned. The din of truma temeya is that you have to burn it. The kohen has to burn it. So why did the Gemara say truma temeya is only possible because it's not, has no heter achila, so lacking in lochem, paper glaze, just a mechshuga. So this kasha, the Tosfos Reed asks. The Tosfos Reed asks, why did the Gemara not say that truma temeya? So first he asks it on Ola, like Tosfos. Koshali, kiva de letle heter bebitl, sreifa kol, vim ken koli sura nosh, in heterli suron, like me to the word is all, which it can be mevatel, there's no tusa mechshuga, there's no heter, you have to burn it, sreifa kaima, tusa mechshuga. Bish loima, truma temeya, loi kasha. Why? Shekein nehenin misrei fosa. The din is of truma, give it to the kohen, and the kohen is allowed to use this truma temeya. He mustn't eat it. It's a misrei le shemayim to eat truma temeya. But he's allowed to have a no when he burns it. Takes it. If it's oil, takes it and he's madlik with it. If it's other things which you can't be burnt for oil, he's masik tachas tavshiloi. So memela, since you can have a no from the sreifa, there's no din to semech yishurah. That's the thing that gets chiddush. Abol Ola, she also learns Mr. Fosso, and allows to have a no from the Ola when it's burning. Kasha, Vamai, Ichbulu, Limesa, Pamachina, why does the Gemara look for a different reason? Tape it, Lame, Tusamech Shugel. Now, it sounds like the Tusamech is telling us a Chiddush, that there's no din, Tusamech Shugel, even though we have to burn it, Shumatame has to burn, it's a Sreifa, right? But there's no din, Tusamech Shugel. There's many Kashas, Chweinim Ars, and the Shalab Shumatameh, Tusamech Shugel, and the Sivis asks that, why is truma temeya matama to mesoichlin? The debater to be matama to mesoichlin. Feit nesivus tusa mechshuga. So feit nesivus and say for toyes gittin. Yeah. So comes along the toyes gittin with a chiddush, something which is allowed to have a knock from while you're burning no doing mechshuga. L'chayy, that's what it says in the toyes gittin. But l'chayy is that that's what the toyes gittin means. Why? Because the toyes gittin says a new terror on ola. On ola it says not allowed to have a knock when you burn it. So why does the gemara say the reasons are for chem taping last tusa mechshuga? But nearly the terror. The Kabbalah Tumor was Mechavim to Teis Tzigrid. The high Ola Stam Ketoni, Vafilu B'chutz La'aretz. And here, the Teis Tzigrid is a much bigger Chiddush. Not only does it not need Sreifa, She'einoi Oso Elo B'achila V'loi B'hano. So the Teis Tzigrid, Ola B'chutz La'aretz, is only Oso B'achila and not B'hano. K'demino V'ekama D'gdushin Shalach L'meish M'sinayu. V'vada Asura Sveika Muteres. K'demino Hosom Safek Liva Noichu. Give me the Ola and I can eat it. So he says, Hilchoch lav l'sreifa kaima. If the din is that if I have Ola and you don't know it's Ola, Ola's chutzlot, I can give it to you. So he says, Avadla, you don't have to burn it. Why should I burn it? He says, I can even sell it to you. Shamoichel lechaveiro, hilchoch lav l'sreifa kaima. Shamoichel lechaveiro, ve'ena modish, u Ola mutaba. If I can go and give someone else sofik Ola, says the places read, Avadla's not imed l'sreifa. Why would the Torah tell me to go and burn something which I can go and give someone else, right? Like as far as Tosfos says in Psachim, onto one man's armor, how do you know it's also the chametz erev Pesach doesn't hold of the pasuk? So Tosfos, well, if Tosfos tells you to burn chametz erev Pesach from Chatzos, if other Tosfos was not telling you, other means you can eat it. The Tosfos wouldn't tell you something to burn which you can eat. That's what the Tosfos is saying over here. If I can give it to someone else, I can even sell it to him. So Memela, there is no din of Nisrefa. So Memela, that's why the Gemara has to say the reason that's ain't bothering mom. So now there's a bit of a steer in the face of it, because by Truma Temeya says the fact that you're allowed to have a no from it, Bishas Sreifa, that is why there's no din Ketusa Mechshu Shugah. That's why Truma Temeya there's no din Ketusa. Mashma, even though it's a din Sreifa, but since you can have a no, there's no din Ketusa Shugah. By Ola, doesn't say that. He says it's Mutaba No, and because it's Mutaba No, I don't have to burn it. So Mashma, the fact that if this be mutaba no, if it has to burn, that wouldn't be enough to go make it to some mechishereh. So l'chayra, yeah, the Tosfos Reed needs beer. What does it mean by truma temeya that because it's muta there's no thing to Tichsus Machshir. Like this Mashmah, that's not enough of a reason. So that, I just want to say one word. That by Truma Tzimeya, the Rambam tells us, Hilchos Truma is Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalit. That Truma LeKoye Bein Tzimeya Bein Tahoya. You have to give Truma to a Koye, whether the Truma is Tahoya or Tzimeya. Afilu Nitma Adogonoi, Tirish Kuloi, Kodim Shiyafi, even the whole Tevel, before you were Mafrish, all became Tomei. There's a Chiyuv to be Mafrish it, even Truma Tzimeya, which a Koye is not going to eat, and give it to the Koye. Shanei Ma'avanina, Satan Lechem Shmeya, Truma Yisai means two Trumas, Truma Tzimeya and Truma Tahoya. Now the Rambam says, what do you do with this Truma Tahoya and Truma Tzimeya? HaTahoya Necheles LeKoyanim, VaHatzmeya Yehenu B'Sreifos. The Kohen eats the Truma Tahoya, and he has an awe, he uses it for the Truma Tzimeya, he has an awe from it. And the Rambam says, what does he do with it? Im Hoyo Shemen Madlikin Oysa. Im Hoyo Dogom, V'Chayoy Tzibay, Masikin Bay Satan. So the Rambam is giving you answers, what to do with it. So, Rebel Soloveitchik asked, what's the Rambam telling you over here? How the coin can have hanah, advice how can get hanah from Truma Tzimeya, if it's Shemen, you can be madlik it, and if it's Dogon, which you can't, Dogon, which is produce, so he heats his oven up with it. Well, what's the Rambam saying? So, Rebel said that you saw it. The din that you're allowed to have hanah when you burn Truma Tzimeya, the coin, Sadam and Tzimeya, is not a heter that is allowed to have hanah. It's not a heter. The bats of this, Truma Tzimeya, is also banor. But there's a heter. While you're burning it, you're allowed to have anor. That's not pshat. That's the kiyum din of Truma Tzimeya. Meaning, this is the use the Torah gave to the Kohen with Truma Tzimeya. It's not a heter. It's a kiyum din. The Pnei Yeshua says that if a Kohen burns, it's also for a Kohen to burn Truma Tzimeya and not have anor from it. It's also, they say it in Pnei Yeshua, in Shabbos. It's also. Why? Because it's not a heter anor. Okay, it's a kiyum din. Just like Truma Tzimeya, the Kohen has to eat it. He's mekayim the din of truma by eating it, right? Rishkov says that besides truma, just besides for the issa of zarus, he's also being mevatel the kiyum din what truma is used for. It's used for koyin to eat. Same thing with the surah anor. The surah anor, a koyin has to use it because that's the kiyum din. In fact, the halacha is once a koyin is also having anor from it, a zar is also allowed to have anor because it's not issa anor. It is a kiyum din of a koyin. If the koyin's using it, then you can have anor also with it. That if the Kohen's using it, you can also have anah from. Because it's a kiyum din. Meaning kiyum din means that this is what you're supposed to do with Truma Tzimeya. The Kohen has a din to have anah from it. That's why the Rambam is telling you what to do with it. Shemen, you have to be madlik. And dogon, you have to go and be rimasik the tanur. So the fee there, I just want to say, that's the pshat that, and the fee there, you can answer Tosfos Kasha. The din is by yayin. What do you do with yayin, which is tomei? What's shaping the Mora Mizalfin? Mora Msochin. Mizalfin Chafal Tavik Taisvas. How can he be Mizalfin? Yeah, the din is, Yisurei Anor, if it's not Ron, it's Reifa, you have to bury. So if it takes the Kasha and Shabbos Tav Chafhei. But if he's there, it's for emphasis, this Kasha. Because that's only by Yisurei Anor, to have a Heta, to have Anor, to know the din is that you burn it to your Koyvet. But here, that's the key of din of Truma. Has a different din. It's not Mitzad Yisurei Anor. It's the Shabbat, that's the Kiyum Din. That's the Kiyum Din of Yayim, which became Tomei. Mezalfin means you sprinkle in your house to make a nice smell. So he says, does off the cash, it blives fair. Kapon, if he's there, this is what the Tosfos Rid means. The Tosfos Rid says, like, Bishlei Metruma Tzimeya, the reason why the Gemara just has to say, Al-Slochem, not because of, Ktusa Mechshu Shurel, is because, Loshon of the Tosfos Rid was, that because it's Mutter, it doesn't mean Sama didn't handle Mitzrifosa. Shekenhen doesn't mean it's also Banani Abanan, never look to some Mechshire. The din to burn it, it's had to be Ma'abadit in Oilam. Of course, it'll be Tusa Mechshire, even if you can have an offer. It's not a din to be Ma'abadit. What's the din of Tusa Mechshire? When the Torah says you have to destroy this thing, it has to go. And when the Zohar you have to destroy, then there's a din Tusa Mechshire. But if the halacha is that, you have to destroy it. That's not what we're doing over here. You're using the trauma for its use. Right? Harayah, the muscle, Truma Tahoya, you're going to say it's Tusa Mechshire because you have to eat it. Yeah, you also have to do, you have a din to eat it. I don't know. That's his kiyum din. And Mela, therefore there's no din, Tusa Mechshire in Truma Tzimeya, because there's no din to be Ma'abadik. It's a din to use it for this use. Tosfos, maybe you ask the Kasha, Tusa Mechshire, as it is, and go only Shitosa, you ask the Kasha of Mezalta. But if the Nimsa, that the Tosfos did is also saying the same tarot, the etzim of the Gaba Ola, of the Kabbas, the Momatuma Ola's Chutz Loret, but not just because you don't burn it, the Chiddush Tosfos Rid is actually Mutter Bahano. Oh. Oh. So I just want to share with the Olam a couple of things I saw in Drush. On Sukkot, you see there's two main mitzvahs on Sukkot. There's the mitzvahs of Netilas Luluf, and there's the mitzvah of Sukkot. So look, these two mitzvahs are two aspects in the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Mitzad Echad, the Alba Minim we know is Meramas, each individual person. The Esrig is the Tzadig, Yishpoitam, Yishpoireach, the Hodos, Hazireach, and the Tam. It's different dalgas of Klal Yisrael in Ruchnis. That's what it resembles, the mitzvah Netilas Luluf. Each mean is a different type of person, and his Madrega in Ruchnis, that it resembles. And in Lula and Sukkah, is Pasukah is the Shafti, is Gan Klal Yisrael. Yeah, call. You see, there's a big nafka mina. In Abba Mina, Medin Lachem, has to be yours. It has to be yours. Even Shutfus is no good. Can't be with anyone else. You have to have your own lulav, your own esrik. In Sukkah, Sheifakeh, call Ezrach Yisrael, Yeshe Besukkah. It's Afa Pisha, Ein Adam Yaitse, Belova Shal Chaveiroi, but you can be Yaitse with the Sukkah Shal Chaveiroi. Shanema, call Ezrach Yisrael, Yeshe Besukkah. He says the Gemara, Ruyin, call Yisrael, Yeshe Besukkah. So we see here the two in Yonim. Mitzad Echad Alba Minim is about each Yid is a Yochid. Each Yid is a Yochid. His own Daga has to be Lachem, and you're the Bailim over it, and no one else can have Bailis over it. And the Sukkah, it's Faket, everyone can sit in the same Sukkah. Ruyin, the Pshat is, because the Alba Minim is resembling the Ruchnius of a person. The Ruchnius of a person, even though everyone has to sit together, Achdus, Bayu Bishun Melech, there's the din of Achdus, and Kol Yisrael Sukkahs. But that's all not to compromise with your darga in Ruchnis. If you have your darga in Ruchnis higher than someone else, chas v'shalom to compromise on your maila, your diktuk hamitzvahs, your yishamayim, your tefillah, for achdus. Avada, v'daf ha'ban achdus, kol Yisrael yeshev asukah yachod. Avin arba minim, the person has to be the bailim over his arba minim, because that resembles his darga in Ruchnis. And the same thing was taken in the midbar. In the midbar, by the mom, everybody was the fiyas madrega. Tzadik, he stepped out of his oil and he found his mom. And Beni had to go a little further. Rosh had to go further. Wouldn't it be nice to have everyone ba'achdus and together? No, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows in your darga, in your darga, your mile in Ruchnius, you have to be shtat about that. It's Hashemi that the Nanei HaKovet. The Nanei HaKovet encompassed everyone. Ganz Klal Yisrael was in the Nanei HaKovet. So about the pshat is, about the Madav Homan, the achdus in Klal Yisrael. Shlosh Hashchin is with Achdus. But it's Hashem, you have to remember that the person is holding in his dag in Ruchnius, he has to stay like that. I always see people saying, you know, let's put our differences aside, and let's join together. If we're talking about different sides, that you have a mila in Limud HaTorah, in Tefillah, you're medaktik in Tefillah, you're medaktik in Mitzvot, you're medaktik in Kaveh Itim LaTorah, Chas v'shalom to put those differences aside. So that's not for the Achdus. He also chulam agud ha'ochas, last is turned to Viduchish v'shamayim. So Meir Taki Vishtake Bizoicha, the kind of mitzvahs of Sukkah Kedinam, and Vishtake Bizoicha, to Binyan Beit HaMikdash, to Mevi Yomeinu.